The following program is a Magic Hour Radio production.
Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
3, 2, 1.
Here's my impression of Seth Rogen's laugh.
Welcome to some kid jokes, jokes by kid. There were three guys on a plane. One bit into an apple, thought it was too sweet, so he threw it out the window. The second guy bit into a rock.
It's Carl here, you can call me Carl. What you boys both have is an exceptional laugh. You guys have epic laughs.
Stop looking at me like that. Stop looking at me.
Today, actually, is the anniversary
of Moby Dick.
Famous opening line of the book. Do you know it?
Yeah. Where is the whale?
No.
Live from KX93.5 in Laguna Beach, it's the Magic Hour.
Magic Hour is it's all over the place. It's a weird, it's a really fun, kind of weird, sometimes conventional, sometimes traditional, sometimes totally bizarre, all over the place.
Oh, all right, enough, you broken record, okay.
Now here's your hosts, the Cam Chef and Dougie Fresh.
That's right, everybody. 949-715-KXFM is the number if you'd like to give us a call here at the Magic Hour.
Yeah.
I'm the Cam Chef. That's Dougie Fresh with us, as always.
It's warming up again, guys. That nice little overcast days are over, and we're back to the high 70s, low 80s.
No!
Have you seen those signs above the freeway that says it's a drought, conserve water?
Yeah, which I don't... Is it...
Is... No.
Is it a drought?
I feel like they should not be putting their signs up, and they should like be, you know, enforcing things like, you know, a water ban.
Like, yeah, like, oh, maybe don't shower as much.
I don't know about that.
What happens in extreme conditions like that? Like in other places of the world where they actually take things seriously, what happens when a drought? Like how do you control that?
You try not to sweat as much. No.
As like a government person though, say you guys have to use less water. How do you make them use less water?
Well, I mean, that's what I say. I mean, like, you make it so they stop, so it's illegal to water your yard and stuff like that.
Oh, anyhow. So like public usage of water.
Yeah, yeah.
You and tuned then, into the right place tonight. Yeah, I'm telling you.
We're a fun show. We talk about really political stuff and we're not funny.
If you've never listened to the Magic Hour before, we are funny. We're the funniest guys you'll ever listen to.
One of us is funny.
In the next hour.
Yeah.
Which one do you think is funny, Doug?
I don't know, man.
I know which one's funny looking.
Yeah. Right you are.
Again, 949-715-KXFM is the number to call us at our Pearl Street Studios here live in Laguna Beach. And if you're driving by, give us a honk.
Yeah, we enjoy the honks. Give us the honks.
Big news today.
Big news.
Comcast. Cable company.
Oh, yeah. Huge merger.
Merger with Time Warner Cable. Again, you're thinking to yourself, is this going to be an interesting discussion? The answer is yes.
Yeah. Why?
Because I said, but really, the reason I want to bring it up is because I don't think this is a good thing.
No. And I think everyone agrees with you.
In the world, just think about it. It's like, what if Target and Walmart became one company? That's terrible.
That's a horrible example.
Is it? They're both big corporations.
No.
Okay, McDonald's and Walmart. They became one company.
They probably already are. There's McDonald's and Walmart.
That's true.
Usually, it's like I don't know. What? It's like you're here in Southern California, and there's only Time Warner. You go back to Seattle, and there's only Comcast.
Yeah.
So now it's just all Comcast.
Now it's the entire country is going to be Comcast. They already bought our free television network, NBC.
Yeah.
What now?
Yeah, anyhow, it's
skyrocketed prices.
It's dumb because there just needs to be more competition out there, and there's not. I just want fast internet. That's all I got.
Yeah. Is it so much to ask that I want really fast free internet?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm not asking
too
much there.
I will conserve water if that's what it takes.
Big day coming up tomorrow, Doug.
Yeah, don't remind me.
Big day.
Don't remind me.
It's Valentine's Day for those of you who aren't catching what we're throwing out there.
Yeah. Yeah, if you don't know by now, you need to get yourself together.
Yeah. Especially if you have a significant other.
Yeah,
need to get on board,
you
friend.
Need to get yourself together because Hallmark says you need to get yourself together. Not an official endorsement.
Are we like harping on corporate America tonight? Because I feel like that's the way we're leaning. And
welcome
I
want to
make
socialist.
People very aware that that's not really what we normally do. But anyway.
Socialist Magic Hour tonight. The
Valentine's
the People's Magic Hour. The People's Republic of Madagascar.
What are your plans for Valentine's Day?
Well, I was going to hang out with you.
Sorry about you.
But you decided that money was more important than friends.
A lot of times, yeah.
Honestly, I would have done the same. So no harm, no foul. Maybe that's why I'm in this current situation.
It's possible.
So I really don't know. I have no idea. I have no idea.
You got to find a place to go, man. You should hit up one of the, like, I think bars, stuff like that around town. They'll have V-Day events.
Desperate ladies.
I don't know.
Desperate men.
I'm just saying, like, I was thinking about this the other day. I was looking back upon Valentine's Day past. Thinking, oh, wow, what was my best Valentine's Day?
A visit from Valentine's Day past. Yeah. Ghost.
Yeah. And so I couldn't think of one because I've never had a good one.
Oh, snap.
Because here's the thing, and I'm not blaming any one person for this. I'm not at all.
Yeah.
Well, as I'm saying, I feel like everybody in America can relate to this who's ever been in a relationship. There's every year expectations for your Valentine's Day.
Yeah. That's wow. I mean, that's
and they never get met.
That's the biggest complaint, I would say. Not to get too serious.
I think the biggest complaint is that Hallmark makes us think that we have to take part in this. But you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Let's go out to dinner. Okay, we get to dinner. There's a long wait. Well, my Valentine's Day is ruined.
Or like, you know, you smile at them and then there's like, I want more.
Yeah.
Smile bigger. Jump higher. Yeah. You know, things like that. That was my experience in Valentine's Day past.
Yeah.
Just orders barked.
Orders barked?
Well, yeah, I had a dog.
That sounds pretty accurate.
I had a dog at one time, so. Oh, yeah, speaking of dogs, no.
Speaking of dogs.
No. So, Valentine's Day, what imagery comes to mind?
Hearts.
Yeah.
Kisses. Love.
Kisses. There we go. Bingo. You got it.
I got it?
Yes. I'm touching my nose for you listeners out there. So, apparently, there is a annual contest every year to try to break the world record of the longest kiss.
All right.
What's your personal record?
24 minutes.
24
no,
minutes.
No, I... my God. You mean like one? Not just I like... You know,
no, it's lips contact, and then if they separate, then the kiss is over.
3.5 seconds? I don't know.
Yeah. Wow, only 3.5.
Huh? I don't know.
No wonder your Valentine's Day
yeah.
sucks.
Yeah.
Anyhow, they hold this...
Talking about expectations not met.
The current record-holding smooch is a whopping 58.35 hours.
Wow.
Wow. Set in Thailand last V-Day by two people with very hard names to pronounce.
58.35 hours. That's more than 2 days.
This was some sort of competition. They competed against 9 other couples, and they won.
Almost 2.5 days.
Yeah.
2.5 days.
Of just
don't you have to
how do you eat?
Eat?
I don't know. Well, no, you could go a while without food, but what about water?
Water. Maybe they're just like pouring it on.
I don't know. Osmosis? No, honestly, they probably have IVs. They're hooked up.
You think so?
No, but that would be a solution. If we want to take this this competition over to the first world, you know?
That would happen.
Honestly, the IVs would be there.
Yeah.
You'd have a medical staff to try to make this kiss sustain as long as possible. On the same sort of line, kisses are the kissing cousins to hugs. What do you think the most number of hugs in a 24-hour period is?
Most hugs in a 24-hour period.
Yeah,
not like
the
longest.
Hug.
Okay.
No.
4,000.
It's 8,709.
Okay, wait, though. Yeah, that's impressive, I guess.
In 24
but
hours.
What's considered a hug?
A hug? Come on. Come on.
Like, could wrapping your arms around somebody? Because you could just go, and then, like, you're done.
Well, I bet the arms have to go around. And it's, I guess that's that's not only 8,709 hugs. That's 879 unique hugs with different people.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's not the same
person.
That is
far
person.
More impressive.
I don't know.
You should have started with that.
I don't know if they're all consensual hugs, but because he did it like at a festival. But
I have a question about the kiss, though. Does it say wherever you did your research how long after the kiss they were together?
I don't even know if they're together. It doesn't even say.
I don't know. My whole thing is like, do you really want to be connected to a person for 58 hours?
I barely want to be in the room with the same person for an
hour.
Yeah,
this for
is
1 hour.
This is pushing it, right, what we do here in the studio.
I know.
Along that line, last one, longest marriage in the world.
93 years.
86 years and 9 months.
That's really long.
Close. You're close.
86 years.
Yeah.
That's almost as long as that kiss.
Yeah, almost. The man lived till he was 105, so he definitely had that going for him.
Wow. Impressive.
So A lot of expectations for Valentine's Day.
Like 9 for 9.
You kissed me for 3.5 seconds. That man in Thailand kissed his girl for 58 hours.
58 hours.
Kiss me back.
I thought you said you loved me.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if you heard about this. It's a guy named Dale Hansen. He's a sports anchor at WFAA in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. Just in case you weren't familiar with what I was talking about. Anyways, this guy was reporting the other night on a player that actually comes from my home state at a college there, Mizzou. His name's Michael Sam. And he actually just recently announced before the NFL draft that he was gay.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a big thing that's never actually happened before. Players have announced that they were gay after they've been drafted, but this is before somebody makes the decision.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so this guy's hosting his sports anchor segment on the news. And it's a segment he calls Unplugged, where he kind of goes off in a rant about something. So I just wanted to share that with you because I think it's really cool. It's really original. I didn't want to open up a debate about the whole issue here, but I just kind of wanted to play this because I thought the guy did a great job and it was worth playing. You want to hear it?
I'm sure you're going to play it whether I want it or not.
I'm going to play it anyways. Here it is.
Michael Sam would be the first openly gay player in the NFL, says he knows there will be problems and they've already started. Several NFL officials telling Sports Illustrated it will hurt him on draft day because a gay player wouldn't be welcome in an NFL locker room. It would be uncomfortable because that's a man's world. You beat a woman and drag her down a flight of stairs, pulling her hair out by the roots, you're the fourth guy taken in the NFL draft. You kill people while driving drunk, that guy's welcome. Players caught in hotel rooms with illegal drugs and prostitutes, we know they're welcome. Players accused of rape and pay the woman to go away. You lie to police trying to cover up a murder, we're comfortable with that. You love another man, well now you've gone too far. It wasn't that long ago when we were being told that black players couldn't play in our games because it would be uncomfortable. And even when they finally could, it took several more years before a black man played quarterback because we weren't comfortable with that either. So many of the same people who used to make that argument, and the many who still do, are the same people who say government should stay out of our lives, but then want government in our bedrooms. I've never understood how they feel comfortable laying claim to both sides of that argument. I'm not always comfortable when a man tells me he's gay. I don't understand his world, but I do understand that he's part of mine. Civil rights activist Audre Lorde said, "It is not our differences that divide us. It is our inability to recognize, accept, and celebrate those differences. We've always been able to recognize them. Some of us accept them. And I want to believe that there will be a day when we do celebrate him."
Call the Magic Hour.
It's a wonder I ever get a call.
949-715-KXFM.
Telephone!
Magic Hour, who's this?
This is David from St. Louis.
Oh,
welcome, welcome, welcome. How's it going, David?
You know, it's going great. It's going well. That's actually just cleaning my room, and I decided to call in, so why not?
Great, that's a great time to call in, cleaning. I do that once in a while.
No, I heard you guys talking about your lack of plans for Valentine's Day, or at least Doug's lack of plans for Valentine's Day. I just want to let you know it could be worse.
How's that?
You could work at a restaurant for Valentine's Day.
is that what you're doing?
Yeah, that's my plan. I got a date with my apron and towel tomorrow.
There we go. Kinky.
In a crowded restaurant.
There we go.
Crowded.
Some romantic candles in the dish room.
Yeah, an exhibition.
Really set the mood.
Wow. So have you worked in a restaurant before, or this be your first V-Day working the restaurant floor?
You know, this is actually my first V-Day working at a restaurant.
Oh, okay. So have you been talking to the veterans there? Have you gotten some tips or what's the environment going to be like?
Well, it's going to be a lot of obviously couple tables, which means more work on my end because there's more tables. They're not as consolidated as they could be.
Ooh, yeah.
But they do pay for more expensive food, and the more money they pay, the more I get paid.
That's good. So there's
the idea.
There's a bright side to it all.
David, are you nervous?
You know, I'm not nervous. I actually kind of look at this as a blessing and a curse, because I've discovered as a busser, I have a a great ability to either ruin the mood at a table or to break an awkward silence. Either way.
Yes.
Coming over and asking for those plates, I can ruin a great conversation, as I have several times, or it can break the awkward silence, as I have.
Now, I want you to think about this.
I think that's probably amplified.
Are you done? I'm just kidding.
I'm done.
I want you to think about this, David. Yes, you're working on Valentine's Day, but it could be the day that you meet that special someone.
Yeah, you never know whose table you might bust.
Some lonely person on Valentine's Day?
I'm not kidding.
That's me, man.
That's me. That's Doug.
Don't go out. Don't show your loneliness. You stay inside. Right.
Stay inside. I got you.
This is the one day a year where you're supposed to let your vulnerability gleam.
No. Hey, we got that was a good honk.
Thanks for honking, everybody.
That was a good one.
Happy Valentine's Day.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Dave. Appreciate it. You should give us an update next week. Tell us how it went.
Yes.
And what relationships you destroyed. Just give us the whole lowdown next week.
I'll try. I'll let you know.
All right. Thanks, man.
Oh, man. So the Valentine's Day is not only the biggest story.
Yeah.
The other one, the Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
Is it a big story? I don't know.
Is it? I don't know.
I don't know. So I thought maybe we would take a second here. Again, the Sochi Olympics here in United States, or not in the United States, in Sochi, Russia, us representing the United States. Thought we'd get a little update on how they're doing.
All right. Throw the update over.
Here we go. No update?
That's it. There we go.
That's pretty much how things are going, though.
Very appropriate because
you know, it's like nothing's happening. Sean White, did you see his big old tumble in the downhill?
I heard about it. Like I said, I don't really care.
Yeah, sorry, United States. I'm trying to be patriotic here, but it's just not working.
I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe we're disconnected. But I'm just not. I have no interest.
But here's
in it
the thing:
all.
In the past, I've loved the Winter Olympics.
Really?
I prefer it over the Summer Olympics.
Really? Wow. That's controversial right there.
And this is the first year where I'm really like so indifferent about it to where it almost bothers me.
This is a real moment.
Am I a bad person?
Right.
Am I not like human?
I don't know.
I feel like this is a human moment we all should be sharing, but maybe we're just bad people here on the Magic Hour. 949-715-KXFM is the number. If you want to call in like David did, and talk
guy.
To us
what a guy.
About your Valentine's Day plans, feel free to do so. If you're driving by our studio in South Coast Highway and Pearl Street, give us a honk.
We got one tonight.
Yeah, let's
just remember that.
Count them. Remember that. Whenever you think the show's not going so well, we got that one.
We got that one honk.
Let's do some Hollywood 3, Doug.
The saga continues.
Saga continues.
With Shia LaBeouf. This is really the third installment, really.
I know.
This is the final,
so
hopefully.
What's going on with him?
Just to give a quick update, what happened first was he made that short, which was like a complete ripoff of a comic, and he gave no credit. And that was also coupled with an apology about that, which was the apology itself was plagiarized off the internet.
Yeah.
All right. The sequel, episode 2, the Shia LaBeouf Strike Back, he says he's done. He's not famous anymore.
Yeah.
And he wore the bag on his head at some
premiere. Where was that
at? I don't know. But I just saw the photo, and it said, did it say I'm not famous?
I'm not famous.
Yeah. Or it said, I need help, I think. I don't know. Anyhow, so now number 3,
Of the Shia LaBeouf saga.
I couldn't think of a
Shia LaBeouf trilogy.
I couldn't think of a witty, I don't know. You know how like Strikes Back is like a classic second one? What's a classic third?
How about Shia LaBeouf 3, Even Stevens?
Yeah, Even Stevens. Anyhow, so he opened up a gallery show, an art gallery show in Beverly Hills, where I read an article on Vice about it, of a guy who went to it.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently you go in. There's a table set out with various objects. A lot of them relate to movies that he was in.
Okay.
So, like, there's a whip for Indiana Jones, a little Optimus Prime figure. There's, like, a bowl of candy.
A sex toy for the new one.
Is there one? Was there a sex toy?
Probably. No. I don't know.
Or a nymphomaniac?
Yeah.
And then I think there's a bowl of, which was filled with a bunch of tweets that were, like, disses against him. Angry tweets.
This is the Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Anyhow, so what you do is you choose one of those objects, then you go into the next room where he is sitting there. He has that bag over his head that says, they actually think it says "I'm sorry now," or that's at least that's the title of the show.
Yeah,
and then you can see it's like wet where his face or where his tears or where his eyes are because he's like crying, and you just sit there and you I don't know you do something. He won't respond to you. He might nod at you or give a knowing glance, and then you leave. Yeah,
there's no way he's crying that whole time.
Oh no!
Fake tears.
Here's what happens when you cry once and you get something wet. It usually stays wet for a while. So maybe he only cries in the morning and then the bag's wet for quite a long time. It takes a while for water to evaporate when it's within an object.
Do you know what upsets me about this?
No.
It's a big publicity stunt.
For what?
To get more publicity.
I guess.
That's a phrase I noticed, by the way. Side note. That's a phrase I have a lot of trouble saying. Publicity stunt. Right. Anyways.
Back
so,
on track.
Think about it. We all forgot about Shia LaBeouf for a little bit. And then now that he's saying he wants to retire from public life, and then he plagiarized that thing, and now he's doing this exhibit, everybody's paying attention to him again.
And there's also talk that maybe there's some sort of Joaquin Phoenix-esque plan where it's like it's a giant joke, or it's part of a fake documentary he's making, or maybe the whole thing itself is an art thing. It could potentially also just be he's like having a nervous breakdown.
It could be. I don't know.
But then, because, you know, he's like Shia LaBeouf. Anything he says, they're going to say, like, yes. He's like, so he loses his mind. He says, the only way I can get over this is with an art show. No one's going to be like, that's crazy.
No, yeah, everybody just goes with it.
It's like why the first three Star Wars suck so much, because no one's going to say no to George Lucas.
Right.
Right? So that could be a situation, or it could just be a publicity sound like you say.
I don't know.
Yeah. If you have any opinion on it, please call us. 949-715-KXFM. But I would assume that we are on the same page.
Yeah.
I
think we are.
Off the deep end.
I think it's safe to say we are. Hey, number two in Hollywood 3. Doug's going to be excited to talk about this one. I definitely am too. He posted a review about this show
on our
2 weeks ago on our website, magichourradio.com. Rick and Morty.
Yeah. And
on Adult Swim.
Big news is that it got renewed recently for season 2.
All right. Absolutely.
Please. Thank you.
And if you've never watched the show before, holy crap. Yeah, it's funny.
Finally got you to watch it.
Here's with Adult Swim shows in the past, I've always risky to be risky. They're weird to be weird. But this one is like, it's original. It's funny. Mm-hmm. It's animated, which is,
Sing it, sister. Sing it.
It's
Amen.
Fun. Mm-hmm. The animation style is pretty unique. Characters have great voices. Characters have great attributes, which is so much fun. They're so well defined.
I like how their pupils aren't. They're like
stars.
They're like asterisks.
Yeah. Anyway, so Rick and Morty, Doug, tell us what it is for everybody who doesn't know.
I've explained it once already. It's pretty much like a young 14-year-old has a crazy scientist grandpa, and they go on zany adventures, a la Doc Brown and Marty, and they get put into like Inception episode or like a Jurassic Park. And it's just crazy sci-fi bonkers fun. And the grandpa's an alcoholic, so that's fun.
Yeah, and best part of the show is that grandpa character.
We should have got a clip.
Well, I'll try to find a clip during the song break and see if we can't play it. But if not, we'll post something on our Facebook page. The grandpa will just randomly burp in the middle of sentences. And though you know that he does it, it's always unexpected.
You just never get old.
And it's never the same burp.
You never get tired of it. I know, because I've seen the episode a few times, and it's still unexpected, even though I know that he does it. My favorite part is it's so realistic. You know what type of burps that those are. Where, like, you're talking, and then suddenly the burp just comes out. It's like, we gotta go. Already. Yeah.
It's great. And, you know, I was thinking about this. I wonder how they captured that. I wonder if they actually had the voice actor the burps. I don't know.
I was thinking behind the scenes.
It's,
there.
Like it's science. It's science.
And, yeah, right now they're actually doing a bunch of repeats. So now's the time to start watching. And new episodes begin on March 10th. And that's not even – that's a long way.
We don't even work for this show.
I know.
I want to point that out.
Yeah.
We're not getting paid.
I wish I did. That would be great.
Yeah.
They renewed this for season 2. Season 1 is not even over. Congrats.
So excited.
Congrats, Rick and Morty.
You know, that's a great sign, by the way.
Yeah.
You get
I've heard
before.
Their ratings are doing really good.
Oh, they're out of the water. Dan Harmon created it. We didn't even say that. Dan Harmon, creator community.
With another guy.
Great show. Great show. Number 3 in Hollywood 3, The Lego Movie.
Me and Cameron went and saw this amazing movie last weekend. I don't know what else to say. It's fantastic.
Here's the thing. When I saw it, I was like, it might be hokey. It might be kind of corny. It might be kiddish. Went and saw it. Blown away. Funny. Adventurous. Unique. The animation style is nothing I've ever seen before.
It looks so real. It looks actually look like Legos, you know?
Yeah. It looks like you, but it looks great.
And I should have known, though. I mean, I assumed it was going in, it would be great. I had maybe a few reservations, just not to overhype it. But it's the same filmmakers who made Cloud with a Chance of Meatballs. That movie's awesome.
And 21 Jump Street and 22 Jump Street.
I think they wrote that. Or I don't know.
What?
I don't know if they directed it.
They were involved.
Yeah. I think they just PA'd on it.
I think they were there. But yeah, this is such a fun story. There's a nice little message in there.
And I don't know it's nice, but I could have gone away with that one. Anyhow, it's a great movie.
I'm offended.
Yeah, it's not it's not perfect. There was a part towards the end where I could, it's whatever.
You know,
but it's great. It's good for adults. It's good for kids. If you're an adult and a kid, I can't even imagine what it does for you. Go check it out.
Just when I thought we might finally be on the same page about something.
You're telling me we can't talk about it. We'll give it away. We're talking about off air.
Lots more coming up. The Magic Hour. We're at the halfway point here. We have Would You Rather, Danger Zone, Dirtfall, all coming up after the break. 949-715-KXFM is the number. If you have a Valentine's Day plan, share it with us.
No. I don't want to hear any plan. I want to hear any crazy plan. I don't want to hear I'm going out with my hubby. That's it.
If you like what you hear, if you like what we do, if you're laughing, if you enjoy who we have on the show, if you think we sound
sexy,
pass it along to a friend.
The Magic Hour on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM.
Now listen, I need your help, Morty. I mean, we got to get the hell out of here and go take care of business. It's important. Come on, Morty.
That's a clip. That's Rick from Rick and Morty burping, and that's the whole show. No. That's just one slice of heaven. That is the whole pie.
Oh, it's great. It's the Magic Hour. Cakes 93.5 on the camshaft. That's Dougie Fresh. 949-715-5936 is the number. Let's do some Would You Rather.
Would you rather?
Would you rather?
Baby, would you rather?
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 All right, Doug, you ready for him?
Yeah, hit me, dude.
All right, here we go. Would you rather get slapped every morning you wake up or get water poured on your face every morning you wake up?
Slapped, easily.
Yeah?
I don't want to get wet every morning.
I guess that's
throw
true.
A bucket of water on me? No. All right,
let me rephrase it now. I'm going to try a different one.
Okay.
Similar. Would you rather wake up by getting slapped or wake up by getting water poured on you?
Slapped again.
Me
I don't
too.
Want to get
I
wet.
I'm just making sure.
It's the same. It's practically the same question.
It's not. All right, here's the next one. Would you rather live permanently in the Sahara Desert or in Antarctica?
Oh, man. Both deserts, I'd like to say.
Antarctica?
Yeah, it's a desert. It's a desert tundra.
You know, it's interesting. I guess I just associated deserts with being hot.
No, it's about the dryness.
I'm going to write that down.
How dry it is. Yeah. A little educational snippet there. I'm going to have to go with the Sahara.
What?
You're closer to civilization on the Sahara Desert.
Antarctica.
No, you would die so quickly.
You would die so quickly.
No.
In
you would
Sahara?
Die quicker in Antarctica.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think so, though.
Yeah, okay. Well,
here's the thing.
This summer, all right, we're going.
Just based on comfortability factor alone.
I don't think
Antarctica.
You realize. If it's like negative 40 degrees.
You can keep putting clothes on, babe.
Who said you have clothes?
The Sahara. I think that's a given. The Sahara, I can't stand being hot.
What else do you have? A heater?
Food?
Sled dogs? A company sled? Yeah, okay. This is getting ridiculous. This is the last week you do Would You Rather. I should have never given it to you.
The student becomes the master.
Would you rather... You can't just
me
say
me being
that.
The master, you being the student.
Yeah, I got that.
Would you rather be piggybacked everywhere, meaning people climb on your back? or ride a Segway everywhere? Maybe it means...
I think
it's the other way. Would you rather...
Once again.
Would you rather hop on somebody's back and that's how you are mobile, or ride a Segway everywhere?
I'm going to go with piggyback. Because if you ride it, if you come on, you
can't it's a Segway.
You can't be taken seriously if you're riding a Segway.
Oh, I forgot. I went to that business meeting that one time on somebody's back, and they took me real seriously.
That becomes your thing, and it's like interesting. You come in on a Segway, and you're like, "Who are you, Job from Arrested Development?"
No, you come in on a Segway, they go, "Wow, this guy has his life on track."
Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
I can't imagine. I've done it.
Okay, would you rather? If you're in Antarctica, would you rather ride someone's back or be on a Segway?
I'd rather ride a Segway in Antarctica.
I'd rather be on someone's back who is riding
in the
Sahara? Segway.
No. All right, next one. Would you rather have 20 spiders on your body or one snake?
Is it a venomous snake or? And yes. same applies to
yes,
spiders.
Both are venomous.
Oh my God. Yeah, but like how venomous?
Very venomous.
Oh my God. Both of them? Oh, geez. It's pretty much, would you rather die getting bit by a snake or getting bit by 20 spiders? I'm going to have to go with a snake, I guess.
All right. I'm going to have to go.
I feel like you didn't think about it that far.
No, I'm going to have to go with the snake because I let me just put it this way. I've woken up in the middle of the night before with several
spiders.
Things crawling on me.
What?
And I don't like that.
You woke up with things crawling on you?
No joke. That was would you rather. No joke. I was spending the night. This was some random, I think, city in Tennessee. My parents and I were at a Red Roof Inn. Spending the night. Woke up in the middle of the night, right? And I was like, you know that itching feeling you have? You think something's itching you, but it's not really?
Yeah.
I was like, that's what it is. I don't know. Whatever. I'm going to go back to sleep.
There's a name for that.
Lift up. What is it?
I don't know.
Okay. Lift up the covers. There's about 4 or 5 giant cockroaches crawling up my right leg. And I was freaked out. So I jump out of bed, flip the light on.
And they're everywhere?
Yes, all over the floor.
Oh, my God.
Are you
serious?
I'm not even kidding. No less than 50 or 60 of them just going all over the place.
Where was this?
All over the place. Somewhere in Tennessee. Exactly.
My God.
Somewhere in Tennessee. I
thought you were going to say bed bugs. That's way worse.
No. Bed bugs are worse?
No, cockroaches.
Yeah,
are.
They were big too,
they're
man.
Big
they
guys,
were
huh?
cockroaches. Let's put it that
they
way.
They were cockroaches.
And I know what you're thinking, everybody. Was that danger zone? And I have something to tell you. It was not. Doug actually has
a terrifying
a much
one.
Better one, and here it is.
Danger zone!
That's right. Welcome to Danger Zone, where every week we tell a story of when we were in the danger zone, which is pretty self-explanatory.
What was last week? Because I don't remember.
I don't know. It's probably something
scary.
Something stupid that
you can find out if you listen to the podcast.
Yeah, I feel like we forget to even mention that we have all of our episodes or shows online.
iTunes. Subscribe today.
Even you can just go to KX935 and find them there. Anyhow,
if you call me, I'll mail it to you.
Yeah. Danger zone. So me and my roommate were going to go shopping.
Uh-huh.
You know, not a dangerous activity generally.
Yeah.
Generally.
Unless it's on Super Bowl Sunday, am I right?
Yeah. Or Black Friday. And I don't live on an alley, but there's an alleyway behind my apartment complex that when you drive out of the garage, you drive through.
Yeah.
The alley. And when we first moved in, there were some garbage cans. This was back a few months, 6 months ago. Few garbage cans that were kind of in the way. You might have to get out and move them or squeeze by them barely.
Yeah.
And we were we were just saying, yeah, honestly, what if one of those, why get out? What if one of those garbage cans is like a trap and some crazy hobo, you get out of your car, then he comes out to like, you know, rob you or do whatever hobos do to people. Anyhow, so that's just a little, you need to know that conversation happened.
It's an important anecdote.
All right, so flash forward to the current day.
Yeah,
and me and him driving by. I'm driving. We're going to go to Ralph's to get some groceries. Anyhow, I'm driving down the alley, almost to the end, and there's a cardboard box in the middle of the road, just like some garbage that someone had thrown
normal,
there.
Just normal
maybe
box.
It fell off something. maybe, you know, some birds left it there, some big birds.
Now, I know what they're wanting to ask you is, how big was this box?
It was like the size of a file cabinet, like the bottom portion, like, okay, just one drawer.
Okay. And there's a file cabinet in the studio.
Yeah. First visual reference that worked. And so my roommate, he unlocks his door and starts stepping out, and he's all the way out of the car, and all of a sudden, this dude with like long hair, he's all raggedy, he's holding some sort of thing in his arm, like a stick of some sort. He comes out of nowhere, just like out of out of a hidden area. And he's like waving it, and he's like yelling something. God. I'm just like, this is it. This is that conversation that we were semi-joking about, where we get, this is a trap. And on top of that, there is a dude behind us who is walking like right behind our car.
There was somebody behind you too?
Yeah. So it was like, this is it. Why didn't I see the warning signs? And it turns out the dude just bolted out of there. He was like, no, I'll get it. I'll move it for you.
Oh my
God. All he wanted to do was move the box.
What?
And in his arm, in his hand was a plunger. I don't know why he had that.
I'm just saying, this is how people accidentally get shot.
Yeah.
Is when you act like
or
that.
Or plunge to death.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It was that split second, I was like, this is it. This is exactly what we said would happen. But turned out he just wanted to move the box, and he was very enthusiastic about
it. Is that all you could think at the time, or did, as they say, life flash before your eyes?
No, my life didn't flash before my eyes. But you know how if you're in a situation like that, you have that complex thought in like half a second?
Oh, yeah.
That you don't know, it wasn't, words weren't formulated, it was just like all that, you just felt it all.
Heart starts beating real fast.
It was probably like 3/4 of a second that it took for me to think that we were being ambushed to realizing he was just moving the box.
But that short period of time,
for those 3/4 of a second,
it was the scariest thing in the world.
I took a few years off my life.
Now back to the Magic Hour with the Chem Chef and Dougie Fresh on KX93.5.
Laguna's only FM.
Oh, 949-715-KXFM is the number. We have actually skipped this segment, I know, at least last week.
Yeah.
It's Dirge Fall.
All right, welcome to the Dirge Fall Awards. If you don't know what the Dirge Fall Awards are, it's the weekly awards we do, unless we forget. Where we give an award to someone who did really something stupid. But why Durchfall? Durchfall is actually a German word. As a noun, it means diarrhea.
Was ist Durchfall?
Exactly. But as a verb, it means to fail. So we took that meaning, slapped it on an award, and give it to someone who failed Uber. Which is, like, a lot in German. All right, so this Durchfall award goes to a resident of Chula Vista, California.
Not too far.
No. I got confused for a second.
It's all right.
Where am I? Who am I?
My banter threw you off.
What day is it? So there was a selfie that led to the burglar, or the capturing of a burglar.
A selfie?
Yeah. So this guy
knew they were actually good for anything.
So, yeah. This is why I don't take selfies. So this dude was at a crime scene, and a crime occurred. They're very, very ambiguous. But they found, the reporters found a cell phone at the crime scene. They turn on the cell phone, they flip through the photos, which I assume all cops do when they find a phone, and they found a selfie on it.
Wow.
And apparently it was the suspect who snapped a photo of himself. Oh. Residents in the area recognized the man, and on Tuesday they arrested 26-year-old Adam Ho.
Classic criminal name, am I right?
Yeah, Adam Ho. That's straight out of a detective novel. Anyhow, they searched his property and found the stolen goods. So congratulations, Adam Ho, on this award that you so rightfully deserve. I don't know. If you I don't know. I mean, for one, I guess the problem was he left his phone there.
I'm just saying that happens a surprising amount of times.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure we've given the award to someone who did the exact same thing.
Yeah, there was somebody, well, there wasn't a selfie, but they just left their cell phone at a place. Just left their cell phone at a place they robbed.
I feel like, honestly, maybe you might want to think about, if you're going to rob a place, leave the phone at home. I don't
what
know.
What are you going to do? Maybe. Call the cops? Like, why know. Do you have your phone? In case of emergency? You're robbing somebody.
Yeah.
You are the emergency.
It could go south, though. You might need some backup from the police.
All right, Doug, we're out of time, man.
Yes, we
Yet again, the Magic Hour on KX93.5. We're here every Thursday. You can subscribe to that podcast in iTunes or at KX935.com.
That's right.
Visit our website, MagicHourRadio.com, for some extra things that you don't really hear on the air. I'm a Cam Chef. That's Dougie Fresh. And Doug, what did we learn this week on the show?
If you're Valentine, if you think your V-Day is bad, it can always be worse.
The Magic Hour. The Magic Hour Radio Production.